Insurrection, Trump's deputies urge penalties for Biden judge who rejected SCOTUS ruling on deportations. By Neil Monroe on June 24, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputies have asked the Supreme Court to punish a Boston-based activist judge who has rejected the court's decision to allow deportations to other countries. The drama began on Monday when the court issued a statement allowing the administration to quickly deport migrants into countries that are not their home countries. For example, it allowed Trump's deputies to deport Chinese migrants to an alternative country if China refuses to accept the return of the migrant. But the court's approval was rejected by activist Judge Brian Murphy. The Senate confirmed Murphy in a 50-49 vote in late November, just after President Donald Trump's election victory. Murphy posted a statement late on Monday saying the court does not impact his management of 8 migrants who are being deported to Africa. His orders have kept the migrants stuck at an airport in Djibouti, guarded by U.S. agents, and have prevented officials from making the handover to the government of South Sudan. On Tuesday afternoon, the Justice Department asked the Supreme Court to enforce its deportation policy on Murphy. The department's brief to the court said, "The district court's ruling of last night is a lawless act of defiance. This court should immediately make clear that the district court's enforcement order has no effect, and put a swift end to the ongoing irreparable harm to the executive branch." The judge's defiance of this court's stay order is indefensible, the brief said. The court should bar Murphy from the case or require his decisions be approved by the court, the brief said. Administration officials have repeatedly blasted Murphy. When a single district judge immediately and flagrantly defies the Supreme Court, that is not the rule of law, it is an Article III insurrection, said Chad Mitzell, Chief of Staff to Attorney General Pam Bondi. Last night, hours after the Supreme Court 6-3 blocked a Boston district judge's lawless preliminary injunction preventing the government from removing the worst of the worst illegal aliens to third countries, the district judge announced business as usual and said its orders enforcing the injunction remained in effect. An activist judge justified the Supreme Court to try to keep 7 criminal aliens in the USA, said a tweet from Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO. "Let's meet those 7 illegals, an arsonist, an armed robber, a murderer of an elderly woman, 2 more murderers, a child rapist, and a rapist of someone with special needs." A Boston judge openly defying and nullifying a Supreme Court order is a radical escalation of the communist coup taking place within the judiciary, tweeted Stephen Miller, Trump's top migration aide. Officials targeted the leading liberal on the court, Judge Elena Kagan. She, more than any other justice, should now recognize that the greatest threat to the rule of law comes from district courts openly defying Supreme Court judgments hours after their issuance, said Mizell. Democrat-backed mobs in California are stepping up their street actions to block the enforcement of the nation's immigration laws.